Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. And I pray that you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You stay on that narrow path and you keep fighting the good fight of faith and you run your race. And you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, protecting us coming in and going out, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, and a much more. Amen. You can't keep counting the things God's done for us. Amen. That's how amazing he is. He is merciful. He is slow to anger. Amen. So his grace, his mercy, his love is forever, people. Okay. So you have to stay appreciative and grateful for everything that he's brought you through. And just take it one day at a time, people. All right. Your situation might be a little hectic right now. And obviously a lot going on all four corners of the earth. But bless the person whose hope is in the Lord. Bless is the person whose trust is in the Lord. Okay. Men will trust in chariots. We will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed is not just the person who hears the word, but who does the word of God. Amen. So let's be doers of the word. Let's stay obedient forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Thank you, everybody, for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. Okay. So let's always encourage each other in the Lord and uplift each other in Christ. Amen. We got to have that unity, that harmony, that love, that peace, that togetherness, that cooperation, just all in all. Amen. Because, you know, we need each other, people, okay? Brothers and sisters in the faith, we are scattered all four corners of the earth, but we are still here serving the same creator, amen? So, got to be hand in hand, together, fellowship, together, praying, all of that, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the mountains, all the trees, all the plants, all the animals, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything. Yes, yes, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Y'all sing a new song, clap our hands, cry out to him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Yes, play the instrument, dance, stomp your feet, praise him. Amen. Serve him with gladness and joy and worship him in truth and spirit. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. Let us love the Lord our God for our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. And let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, nothing, no filth. All right. So let us get washed up by the water, by the word. And let us keep our lamps and our oils until the Messiah comes back. Amen. Keep doing Father's business. Keep doing the Great Commission. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep making disciples of all nations. Just keep doing the works, people. Amen. Just stay in there. Hang in there, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us obey the Lord better. Let us know the Lord better. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, such as the commandments. And let us just obey all of his word. Hallelujah. And whatever personal things the Lord told you, confirm to you, listen to it as well. Obey it and confirm it as well. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Brand new day, brand new week. Okay. So hope that you all have blessed days ahead of you and blessed week. All right. So today's message, we are going to go into the book of Exodus with another commentary. And then after this commentary reading, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. Recommended reading. The book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 18. And also the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 22, all the way through Revelation, chapter 22, verse 6. All right, the title of this commentary is A Glorious Preview. Here we go. The lights in the theater dim in a deep, mysterious voice booms ominously through the speakers. On the screen, a sequence of scenes quickly establishes the setting, introduces the main characters, and teases about the plot. Of course, you're watching a preview for Hollywood's next blockbuster film. However, since the film's producers want you to plop down the bucks to watch the entire movie, they give you only a sketchy outline to pique your interest. So the preview suggests a lot more than it shows. If a theatrical preview exists in the Bible, the episode about Moses' radiant face provides a great teaser. We catch a glimpse of God's glory, but the preview suggests a lot more than it actually shows. Instead of a detailed description, we only read that God's glory made Moses' face shine. Still, the effect was so powerful that it triggered fear in the Israelites, so much so that Moses had to cover his face. God provided another preview of his glory in the person and ministry of Jesus Christ and the new covenant he established. The Apostle Paul connects these two previews. Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory so that the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of its glory, fading though it was, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Amazingly, the full picture of God's glory still lies ahead. Even more incredibly, we're not just audience members watching a preview. God gives us a starring role. We who, with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Are you ready for your close-up? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you long for God's glory more than anything else? In what ways does your life show this to be true? What qualities and actions in Jesus' life reveal God's glory? How can you obtain a greater thirst for a close-up of God's glory? Pray that God will show you smaller evidences of his glory in your everyday life. Amen, people. Yes, yes. So that is the commentary title, A Glorious Preview, okay? God's glory, God's light is excellent and amazing, all right? And we are all lights of the world, okay? Royal priesthood, special treasure, peculiar, holy, set apart people. Okay, so we have to always walk in God's light. You know, even in the book of Proverbs, it says to not seek after your own glory. You know, it's vain to do that. So we have to always seek God's glory. We have to give God all the praise and glory for everything. Amen. And it all goes back to him because he is the father of lights. Okay, and we're lights of the world. So we reflect his glorious light and we will be able to see more of it down the road. All the prophecy is fulfilled. Amen. Most definitely. Even the Messiah obviously said he is the light of the world, and whoever follows him, there's no darkness, but shall have life, shall have light. Okay. And the Messiah also talked about how if your eye is full of light, your whole body's full of light, like the lamp of the body. He talked about that. So it's very important how our bodies are full of light, full of God's glory, full of God's word, full of God's fire. Inside out, when people see us, they should see Christ in us. They should see the Messiah in us, and our actions, our deeds, our fruits. All right. Everything should always be godly, full of light, full of righteousness, full of faith, obedience, so forth and so forth. And everywhere we go, our light just shining. Amen. So God's glory is very important. OK, so that is the commentary. All right. All right. So as we close out this commentary, What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. He's the God of Adam, the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Yes, the God of Noah, Job, Daniel. Hallelujah. The God of heaven and earth. Give him all the glory and honor. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. Yes, his son is the second Adam, the last Adam. Yes, praise the Lord, y'all, the advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and finisher of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest. King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. He is sustainer. He is a sufficient one. Praise him, Yahallelujah. Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua, Ahai Yeshaya. Yes, he is the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. Yes, he is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree. Hallelujah. His timing is perfect timing, due timing. Praise the Lord. Wait on the Lord. I said, wait on the Lord. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Amen. Faith is what pleases the Lord, people. Have to please the Lord. It's your faith, obedience, and alignment. Come on now. Submit to him. Follow him. Trust in him. He is near to the brokenhearted. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. Call on him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha Yahusha Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise him. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. His word is pure fine silver, just as David said in Psalms. And his word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree. We know that his Son is amazing for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Only his blood could do that. Amen. We are healed by his stripes, people. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. We touch and agree. In the name, the authority, and the power, name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new beginnings, new season, new fresh starts. Yes, y'all. New dreams, new visions, new insight, new song to sing, renewed strength, more stability. Yes, yes, more stability. Amen. Double portion of stability, y'all. Double portion, people. We need double portion, fourfold, sevenfold, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, or whatever God has for us, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all need it. Cry out to the Lord. Call on the Lord. He'll show you great, mighty things. Amen. Come on, y'all. Call out on him. Amen. Call out on him, all right? So there you have it, all right? I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized, start your life forward for the Most High. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So that's the word for today. Let us close out with the priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.